From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Legislation amending the health care overhaul bill signed into law on Tuesday won passage in the Senate today. It was then sent back to the House because two small provisions had been ruled out of order by the Senate parliamentarian. The House is also expected to pass the so-called fix-it bill. More from NPR's David Wellner.
All but three Senate Democrats voted for the final legislative touch on the health care overhaul. Not one Republican joined them. Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd hailed the outcome at a post-vote rally.
It happened because we have a senator from Nevada called Reed. We have a congresswoman from San Francisco called Pelosi. And a president named Obama from Illinois. Those are the three people.
Republicans, for their part, accused Democrats of making deals and resorting to arcane rules to muscle the health care overhaul and its companion corrections bill through. Here's South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
This was an exercise by a large Democratic majority to find the right answer in their view and damn the rules and damn the process.
Graham predicted even less cooperation from Republicans in future lawmaking. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
Wrapping up what has been one of the most contentious lobbying fights in Washington in years, the Senate has approved a bill that would force private banks out of the federal student loan business. The student loan legislation approved in the Senate now goes to the House, where it's also expected to be approved. The centerpiece of the measure would be an expanded direct lending program by the government that would direct some $36 billion over 10 years to Pell Grants, which are aimed primarily at students from lower-income families. A computer hacker involved in one of the largest thefts of credit card numbers in U.S. history is heading for 20 years in prison. The sentence handed down in Boston today is the longest ever for identity theft or hacking crimes, NPR's Tobia Smith reports.
Albert Gonzalez pleaded guilty last year to hacking into major retailers like TJX Companies and BJ's Wholesale Club, stealing credit card numbers from millions of people. The heist is said to have cost the stores nearly $200 million. His attorneys argued for a lighter sentence, describing Gonzalez as, quote, an idiot savant-like genius who was struggling with an obsession and who had shown remorse. But prosecutors argued for more, saying Gonzalez had already, quote, conned authorities. The 28-year-old had been arrested before and was working as a government informant in order to avoid prison when he orchestrated the massive credit card heist. Another hearing will determine what Gonzalez has to pay in restitution, and he will be sentenced Friday on additional charges. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Securities regulators are looking into trading activities at a couple of major hedge funds, Carlson Capital and Appaloosa Management LP. The investigation first reported by the Wall Street Journal. Combined, the two firms manage upwards of $18 billion. On Wall Street today, some optimistic earnings news fizzled at the close. The Dow rose just 5 points to 10,841. This is NPR. What is reported as a new communication from al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, the terrorist leader is threatening to kill Americans if the self-professed mastermind of the 9/11 attacks is put to death. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is charged with four other suspects. He said today if he's executed, he will become a martyr. Bin Laden says if Mohammed or any of the other suspects are put to death, then any American taken captive by al-Qaeda will also be killed. Bin Laden accused President Obama of escalating the war in Afghanistan and being unjust to al-Qaeda prisoners. Corporation for Public Broadcasting announced today that it will provide millions of dollars to public radio and TV stations to help them beef up local reporting efforts. NPR's David Folkenflik has that story.
The CPB is a not-for-profit, federally chartered corporation that receives all its funds from Congress to promote non-commercial journalism and cultural programming. It asked PBS and NPR member stations to band together in each region with proposals on how they would create expanded reporting expertise on key issues. So the money will help to underwrite more coverage of cultural shifts in the Southwest, agribusiness in Plain states, healthcare in Central Florida, and the economies of upstate New York and the upper Midwest. The combined investment by the CPB and the stations themselves will reach $10.5 million over the next 2 years. The stations are expected to make those centers self-sufficient over that time. They will be able to hire reporters, editors, and online producers with the funds and generate new content for the web and for social media platforms. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Crude oil futures moved lower today. Crude oil was down 8 cents a barrel to close at $80.53 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.